This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Wednesday. Already the fifth day of June. Year's almost half over, folks. You know, I was off yesterday and Monday. Steve Elkins, Vinny came on second hour on Monday. Appreciate that. And then yesterday, almost by happenstance, I was talking with Mark Anderson. And Mark Anderson, of course, writes for AFP and other outlets, but true journalist, folks. Not a cut-and-paste guy. He doesn't follow anybody else's tips and put them out as facts. What he does is he fact checks and does his own research. And as I said, not a cut and paste kind of guy. There's a lot of people out there, and they're passing along information, and that's great. But not all of them have the capability of doing their own investigative journalism and taking the time to fact check and even spell check. I've noticed. It's really bad. Newspapers like Detroit News and Detroit Free Press, you know, even your email, your Hotmail email has a spell checker. Well, evidently they don't have that at the newspapers. Folks, very, very seldom when I was young, growing up, Sandusky Register. Oh, yes, that thriving metropolis sitting right on Sandusky Bay, halfway between Toledo and Cleveland, Ohio, more famous for Cedar Point than anything else. But it was very rare. I used to read the paper all the time when I was young, and very rarely did I ever come across misspellings, and almost never. These were people that, I guess, took pride in their craft. As being journalists, if you're going to write, you better know how to spell. They did. But in general, much time and care was taken. Now it's like nobody gives a damn. Nah, just put it out there. They know what I mean. It's almost like Ebonics for writers anymore. But at any rate, Mark Anderson had a very interesting guy on yesterday. And talking about, and I hope you caught this, if you didn't, if you tuned in and I wasn't there and, you know, John's not there again, I would suggest you go in the archives and listen to it. It is an update and a new approach with the Bilderberg, CFR, Trilats, and all that other stuff. And I warned folks about this several months ago, that these little corporations, these little pieces of their puzzle that they're now dictating that, we can do stuff. We don't have to follow the state law or state constitution or federal constitution. No, we can just join up and join things like United Nations and things of that nature. And I'd warn people about it, that these little corporations, they're going to get the idea. Remember the bumper stickers that you once saw? Think globally, act locally. And they've been doing it for a number of years. Now it's just a full court press. They don't care if it's in your face. We're going to violate, you know, 19 different ways from Sunday, the Constitution, and governance as it used to be. And it's more governance than it is government. But it was a very interesting show. If you did not get it, if you didn't hear it, and I would suggest you go into the archives and listen to the program. Even my friend Lark from Dallas chimed in on it with his communitarian stuff. And it all fits together, folks. This is, I wish it was conspiracy theory. I really wish the tinfoil hat wearing individuals in their own echo chamber with their paranoia was just running amok and half of this was just poppycock. I wish that were the case. It is not. It's been verified, fact-checked, and, well, there you have it. And what's more interesting about this, you listen to their own words. Not a bystander, not an observer, interpreting or kind of sort of, well, this is in general what they said. No, in their own words. And if you have their Newspeak dictionary, that's important. If you have the Newspeak dictionary, you know exactly what they're saying. Now it's more brazen, more in your face, as if they're challenging us to, well, do something about it in the most extreme ways. Information, power is knowledge, folks. And this is what this network has been about, you the listener. Hopefully you've been passing this information off. You have woken up people. They're now in tune. I'm not sure, Sam, if you posted that or not yet, but there's a poll recently about people and how they're viewing the news. And guess what? Lord have mercy, we were free at last. Well, not quite. But people are distrusting the news that they hear. They now think that it's fake. And they're out there looking for other outlets to be a lamp unto their feet to find out what's really going on. And that is what we have been about all of these years, folks. You know, we don't make this stuff up. We don't have to. And not picking on any one individual, but when they put more on the plate that's extraneous and unnecessary, UFOs, crop circles, that sort of thing, you know, that's good for Saturday night internet reading and entertainment purposes. I'd put it right up there with the X-Files. But all of this is coming to pass. Now, before I get too far down the line here, and what would the show be if we didn't bang on the the Zionist? And there's a gentleman that I had met several times. I interviewed him a couple of times. Met him in Washington, D.C. Talked with him many times on the phone. And he's kind of the, I won't say front man, but he's the guy that does most of the public speaking. And that's Rabbi David Yisrael Weiss. And he says Zionism has created rivers of blood, and he talks to Al Jazeera. Now, Al Jazeera in this interview didn't do too bad of a job, but rather, and the rabbi here, he does not like to be cut off, okay? He wants to explain fully, but I've noticed with the rabbi, they can get lengthy, and he's got time to talk about this. This is what he does. But he was a little abrupt with him, but the good rabbi got out as much information as he could during this interview. And I'm going to play this. I think it's only 10, 12 minutes long, something like that. But you will hear, there's, you know, people that tell me that, oh, well, Jews are bad. No, they're not. There's a lot of Jews that are confused, like a lot of Catholics are, like a lot of Protestants are, like a lot of people are. You know, we're people. And sometimes we fall for stuff. Sometimes the argument is so good or the facts presented in such a professional way that you have a tendency to want to believe it. Well, that's why we're here, to weed through this stuff and be a lamp unto your feet. Well, here's Rabbi David Yisrael Weiss. Oh, you're ahead of me, Sam. Thank you. Talking with Al Jazeera in the issue of Zionism. Listen closely, because I think all Jews on this planet should hear this man speaking, because, well, he's right.
We ask the question,
what is the difference in the world?
My apologies, it's 20 minutes long.
When Israel's Prime Minister visited Washington last week on the eve of the Purim holiday, he gave President Obama what he considered a symbolic gift, a copy of the Old Testament Book of Esther. Netanyahu called it background reading on Iran, since its story concerns relations between Jews in the Persian Empire some 2,500 years ago. It's considered by scholars to be mostly fiction, but for Netanyahu, Esther represented justification for his stance against modern Iran.
Israel must reserve the right to defend itself. And after all, that's the very purpose of the Jewish state, to restore to the Jewish people control over our destiny.
Okay, and this is going to be tough to get through this. I'm going to have to mute myself here. But Netanyahu is saying, oh, you know, Israel has a right to defend itself. Well, you need to quit attacking people. You need to stop starting wars in the Middle East and letting the United States fight your proxy wars. And I digress here. Go ahead, Rabbi.
But Netanyahu's controversial reading of history, even his fight to preserve the State of Israel, are questioned by many of Judaism's own religious authorities.
This is against the will of the Almighty, and this is not what it means to be a Jew.
On the threat from Iran and President Ahmadinejad,
he gives charity to the Jewish communities, and the words wipe out, he constantly says that Iran doesn't have a history, and he's not talking about harming anybody. He says that God will not allow this crime to happen. We concur with him that the Jews are in a danger because there is Zionism, and because it says in the Torah, if you rebel against God, it will not be successful, and it will bring catastrophic results, and Zionism has brought catastrophic results, and it could be much worse.
Today on Talk to Al Jazeera, Rabbi David Weiss explains why Zionism and Judaism are not necessarily the same thing. Rabbi, first of all, thank you for talking to Al Jazeera.
Thank you. It's an honor and a privilege to be on your show.
Your most distinctive feature that I have noticed in seeing
the guy speak is Timur Nabali.
Are the signs that you wear on your lapel? Please explain.
This is a sign that conveys the message of what it means to be a Jew. As it says, a Jew, not a Zionist, and pray for the speedy, peaceful dismantlement of the State of Israel. And then it's repeated, nkusa.org, our site, for people to go further and see it, the website, and then to see it's in Arabic, the same message. And basically it means that people, unfortunately, around the world, see somebody as I am dressed, and they think that automatically I am addressed very religiously. I'm definitely a strong supporter of the State of Israel and of the occupation of the people of Palestine. And in truth, there could be nothing further from the truth.
In truth, what you want is the speedy, peaceful dismantlement of the State of Israel.
Because it's contradictory. Judaism is subservience to the Almighty, practiced for thousands of years, a covenant with God to be subservient to Him. And Zionism is a new movement, a relatively new movement, a transformation from the religion into a base, materialistic, nationalistic movement to have a piece of land which is forbidden for the Jewish people.
Okay, we'll have to unpick this piece by piece, I think, because for most people, the idea of the State of Israel is fixed within a very rigid framework, and what they understand about the existence of Israel is by and large very uniform, at least according to what you read in newspapers. So let me try and get your position clear on this. What you're saying is that the existence of Israel is somehow against your religion.
The Jewish religion forbids, since the destruction of the temple 2,000 years ago, we were given an edict, a decree by God, it's a prophecy of King Solomon, that we ought not to attempt to recreate our sovereignty. Even 1 inch of Jewish sovereignty, even in an uninhabited land, is expressly forbidden. And Jews wait for the day when God will make a miracle where all humanity will serve him in harmony. We won't have to convince an atheist that there is a God. Everybody will recognize God, and then we will all go up and serve him. Prior to that event, we are expressly forbidden to try to attempt to make any Jewish nationalism sovereignty. And this was respected and upheld by Jews throughout the trials and tribulations of the Inquisition, the Crusades, and every time period of Judaism when they were easily capable of buying land. They never did it because they understood this is against the will of the Almighty and this is not what it means to be a Jew.
Once again, this is not an opinion that you hear expressed very often. Are you in a minority? Is this simply your reading of the Torah?
No, this is the view of Judaism and Jews who are practicing the religion around the world. You will find invariably any religious community that is very religious. We carry around, first we have called the rabbis speak out. This is the leaders of Judaism from Sephardic, Ashkenazic, in other words, European, Middle Eastern, any country. The rabbis, when Zionism came, the concept of Zionism was developed, the Jewish rabbinical authorities universally said, no, this is forbidden for us to do. In the reason being that it is not the concept of subservience to God, it's a nationalism, and in its actions, when it comes into fruition, when they created the state, the concept of stealing from people, killing, stealing, is all forbidden according to the Torah. So in every facet, Zionism is a rebellion against the command of God.
But what about the argument that a lot of them make, and that is that the Bible specifically says that this land was given to the Jewish people by God, and therefore it belongs to them?
That is why Zionism decided, when they're making their national home, to make it in Palestine, because really the fathers of Zionism in the 1895, in the 1890s, when they made their first meetings, they discussed making their national home in Uganda, in Patagonia, and because they were anti-religious, Theodor Herzl, Ben Gurion, well, at that time Jabotinsky, Theodor Herzl, these people detested the religion, as we have a compilation of their writings in his own diary. Theodor Herzl wrote that Jews should convert to Christianity, that would be the solution to the Jewish problem. And it should be done in pride and music on page 14 of his diaries. We will get to that with God's help. And he didn't circumcise his son. He wrote about this in the newspapers, that he's not circumcising his one son in the hands. So they detested religion. They were looking for a practical area of that they would flourish, a land that would be fruitful and to create a land. But then they realized that practically speaking, you need a massive backing as far as money goes, and the way to get that from the world is to go to Palestine and claim that they're doing God's will, that the beginning of God's redemption, and therefore people should support them, because in the Torah it says that God gave the Jewish people the land.
Zionism also claims exception because of the Holocaust. Now, you just attributed the phrase to Theodor Herzl, the solution to the Jewish problem,
yes.
And that will have raised ears all over the world, because
right.
That's the phrase that most people attribute to Hitler. Now,
right.
The idea that the Jews need a safe country in order to prevent the possibility of another Holocaust, in order to solve the persecution of Jews throughout millennia, is one of the founding principles of Israel. You don't think that holds any water either?
The Holocaust was God's will, and we don't question God. God is compassionate and so forth, but we have to be introspective, understand why it came. We believe that God will be exacting with the punishment for the Nazis, but at the same time, to take the issue of the Holocaust and to take that and to use it to rebel against God, when God specifically told us, do not attempt to make your own state, and to use that to take the land from the Palestinian people, is taking the people that died because they were Jewish, because and to sort of dig them up and and use them to rebel against God. It couldn't be anything worse for these people who died as Jews.
But you have to understand that the desire to be with a like community, the desire to commune with people of the same religion, is a very strong one, and to have a homeland
has
got to be
an emotional feeling.
But you're also saying that a defining feature of being a Jew is exile.
A defining feature is accepting that there is a ruler to the world who's compassionate, and it is medicine for the Jewish people, as Rabbi Samson Fulhurst, the head of the German community, wrote, that God is compassionate, and his will, since the destruction of the temple, was that he's good in his punishment. He wanted us to break our haughtiness, so he had us dispersed amongst the nations. At the same time, it was accomplishing a blessing for the world if we would be following the Judaism, because we are people who would be teaching the world of compassion, of serving God. So it serves twofold. It serves two purposes. But unfortunately, if we don't do what we're supposed to be doing as Jews, it doesn't accomplish that purpose.
I am not a learned scholar of matters Jewish, so I can't argue with you, but I know there are many who would. There is a strain within Israel itself, within the state of Israel, started, I think, by Rabbi Cook, perpetuated by a number of names in modern Judaism, who say, no, it's perfectly compatible with the writings of the Torah, that we have a state of Israel, and in fact, it not only makes political sense, it makes religious sense too.
Yeah, well, that is why I said I'm not requiring anybody to become a scholar in Judaism, but if you just step out of the box, let us just say, and go to Jerusalem, go to New York, go to, in London, Stamford Hills, the religious communities, the Ivy League of Judaism, the biblical colleges, you will see that the most religious communities, every one of them, they are anti-Zionist, and they, for instance, in Williamsburg, you won't find one Israeli flag. The majority of Jews in Jerusalem and Palestine won't send their children to the army, and they don't fly Israeli flags on their buildings because it is contradictory. It is diametrically opposite.
What about the settler movement? I mean, they present themselves as being religiously based and very fundamental.
Yes, there is the issue that they fuse together Zionism. They've hijacked the name Israel, the Star of David. They're using this, and what they're doing is they've been able to, by incorporating the Jewish feelings, for instance, they call themselves the beginning of God's redemption. They do agree that we were sent into exile by God, the ones who aren't non-believers, which many of them are, but the ones who do believe, they say, yes, God sent us into exile, but we are the beginning of God's redemption. And they've been able to ensnare the youth, mostly from, these are all from, almost entirely from non-religious homes or marginally religious. They are not the mass, the general populace of Jewish religious people. These you will find in, call it, the silent majority, all the communities that are opposed to these settlers. These settlers are definitely a minority that are always in your face. You will see them because they're up front. They're agitating. They're creating this terrible situation. But they don't represent Judaism. But being that they created in Palestine their homeland, so now they're breaching every concept of thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, and it's being done, creating rivers of blood because of hate around the world.
Now, you used the phrase a moment ago, taking land from the Palestinians, which again is a problematic one for a lot of Western-educated Jews and non-Jews alike. There is an argument, which is very much in the news right now, that there is no such thing as a Palestinian people, and there is an argument that says the lands that we are talking about never belonged to anybody called Palestinians. So what do you mean by taking Palestinian land?
You know, the Zionists would love to get into some technical jargon, when you're saying there's not a Palestinian people and the land, we're talking as individual dwellers in Deir Yassin, in town after town and town, that we have many of our Jewish colleagues who are presently still living in the occupied Palestine there, in Jerusalem, and they remember how they lived in total harmony with their Muslim and Arab neighbors, and they live there. The majority of people reside in Palestine.
But what do you say to Newt Gingrich, who says these are all Arabs, they're not Palestinians, they're simply Arabs?
Again, these are technical terms to confuse the person. The fact is, the majority of people were non-Jews. They were Muslims and Arabs living in this area, whether it would be under Turkish or British mandate. That's neither here nor there. But they are the indigenous people who they either left because they were attacked as in Deir Yassin, or they ran away out of panic because they've seen what happened in these towns. And therefore, as a Jew, which is what people call human rights, we call godliness, we are forbidden to steal their land.
So let me just paraphrase, if I could, what you told us so far. The state of Israel has no legitimacy. It shouldn't exist at all.
True.
The Jews are responsible for rivers of blood, as you put it, in the Palestinian lands, that the Holocaust is not sufficient reason to override the basic Jewish premise that the Jews should not have a land of their own. I may not have quoted you entirely accurately, but even if someone like me were to even hint at thinking like that, I would be branded anti-Semitic. I would be vilified in the mainstream media.
Yes.
So the question is, are you anti-Semitic?
That is the beautiful ploy of Zionism, that they can intimidate anybody who stands in opposition to their blatant, inhumane treatment of the Palestinians. And mind you, we will show you with God's help that they're brutally beating the Jewish inhabitants, who are, nobody can accuse us of being armed or militant, and yet you can see that the Jews are brutally beaten simply because they're standing in Palestine, because there's masses, tens of thousands of Jews who stand out and demonstrate, and they get brutally beaten because they're opposing the existence of state and they want the world to know.
They get brutally beaten by the Israeli,
I can see it on our site and links, but you can just see, and simply they're standing there, non-militant, we never carry arms, and this is what happens.
But the argument that you have made,
yes,
will be interpreted by the majority of people reading English language newspapers, watching English language television, as being prima facie anti-Semitic. How does that make you feel, that what you believe to be a true representation of your religion is being portrayed in the media as actually being completely contrary to that?
Yeah, well, that's part of the tragedy, that the media has been, unfortunately, we feel, sometimes owned and sometimes intimidated in a large manner by Zionism, in which they have Media Watch, just like they have AIPAC, that affects politicians, are fearful of speaking against the Zionist actions or whatever they do because they're labeled anti-Semitic. Anybody can go and to come to New York. We invite anybody who wants to come to Manhattan. I don't give visas, but if anybody who wants comes to Manhattan, goes across the bridge, and they'll see the largest Jewish communities. And here, this is in Washington, D.C., when President Obama, when Netanyahu came to visit President Obama, you'll see tens of thousands of Jews go out, demonstrate against the existence of the state of Israel and their actions, what they're doing. And nobody reports. Washington Post, New York Times, has never reported. It's unbelievable. And when the Zionists make a little demonstration of 50 people, they're there. This is never seen.
Okay. Sorry to keep interrupting. We're sort of running out of time a little bit.
That you're saying that we're anti-Semitic. The most, all the charitable organizations, all the Jewish growth and that flourishes is from these communities. And we, so not only we're not anti-Semitic, we are concerned about all the Jews.
Are you a self-hating Jew then?
Because we are concerned.
There it came. Are you a self-hating Jew? There's a couple of more minutes on this. I thought it worthy of playing it in its entirety, seeing how I know this man, interviewed him, talked with him personally, face-to-face. He is absolutely correct. And it's like anything else, folks out there, the echo chamber, that got whipped up into a froth. Well, all Jews need to die. Well, if you're going to say that, all humanity needs to die, and there shouldn't be anything on this earth, but, you know, the birds and the bees and the grasshoppers, and you get the idea. He is absolutely right that every year thousands and thousands of Jews, Torah-believing Jews in New York City, fall out for a demonstration. They do this every year to promote Jews against Zionism. New Chakarty is their website. And not one picture, not one comment, not one news story buried in a newspaper or even mentioned on a small market anywhere in this country. You will never hear it. You will never see it. And what did the reporter do here when he's questioning him? He finally got around, are you a self-hating Jew? This is a subject that you, if you broach it, oh, you're anti-Semitic, and that's designed to shut you down and get the mass of people, of which many of them believe, of this Judeo-Christian, they don't even know. We'll complete this on the other side of the bottom of the hour break. Hang in there.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kick down, break down, take down. Everybody wants into the crowded line. Break down, take down. You busted, busted. Shake down, break down, take down. Just about the time you think that it's all right. Break down, take down. You busted. Shake down, break down, take down.
All right, a few more minutes of this. Highly educational, folks, from the conservative Torah-believing Jews, not the Zionism claptrap that's been shoved down everybody's throat. And one other observation before we conclude with this. As you noticed about 3-4 weeks ago, I forget the new senator's name out of, I think it was Wisconsin or Minnesota, one of those two states. At any rate, oh, that's an anti-Semitic remark. She was questioning the policy, U.S. policy toward Israel. Well, I'd immediately, well, you're anti-Semite, you know, oh, hell, you're an Arab. Well, obviously you're anti-Semitic. But there was this chorus picked up by every media, including Fox News, big surprise there, that, oh, anti-Semitism, and, you know. It was this tsunami, this wave. And this is nothing but a major psyop operation on the American people. And by and large, it has worked. But people are waking up because people are pushing back. Like this rabbi, Rabbi Weiss. He is speaking the truth. Now, there are people that are critical and will say that, okay, well, the Jews and Zionism is synonymous. No, it is not. If you listen to the explanation here, they needed a troop of supposed Jews to push forth their agenda. And what I find rather fascinating, and I can read well-known authors, writers, I can plumb the depths of their knowledge by their ignorance of what, in fact, Israel is and what the difference is between Judaism and Zionism. They stick out like a sore thumb. They painted themselves in a corner, and they utter the phrase anti-Semitism or whatever the case may be, and bam, gotcha. The bug spray comes out. Well, you're not to be tolerated because you're intolerant of Jews. I've got no problem with Jews. I do have a big fat problem here with Zionism. And as you heard the rabbis say, that even in Israel, there are people who will not display, that's right, the Star of David. These are traditional Jews. They don't like the Netanyahu. And they know the true history of Israel and who did the founding. By every definition of a terrorist, that is exactly who started Israel. So with that, we'll conclude.
Concerned for the life and spiritual and physical of the Jewish people, we're saying they're causing bloodshed. Remove this impediment to peace, and we can live together, Muslims and Jews and Christians together in peace. We pray for the speedy and peaceful dismantlement of the state.
One of the other observations that I would make: everything that you have said, in many ways, reflects, quite funnily enough, the views of President Ahmadinejad of Iran, whom you have just visited.
Yeah.
And he, of course, is vilified as being the most anti-Semitic man in the world right now, with the sole aim of wiping out Jews and the State of Israel. Now, you've spoken to him very recently. Is that a fair characterization?
I'm not his lawyer. I'm not going to go into his heart. But the fact is, even Zionist papers admitted to the fact that he gives charity to the Jewish communities. And he says one thing. He has a problem with the oppression of the Palestinian people, and the words wipe out. He constantly says that Iran doesn't have a history, and he's not talking about harming anybody. He says that God will not allow this crime to happen. We concur with him that God, the Jews are in a danger because there is Zionism, and because it says in the Torah, if you rebel against God, it will not be successful, and it will bring catastrophic results. And Zionism has brought catastrophic results, and it could be much worse.
You speak with great passion. You have supporting materials. You seem to dedicate a great deal of your life to this particular cause. A lot of people will look at you and go, well, just one, perhaps slightly extreme, perhaps slightly misguided individual. I mean, do you get much personal attack? Do you actually feel that anyone is listening out there, given what we see in the media every day?
Now, isn't that a nice attempt to marginalize the guy? Well, you seem to have brought supporting. Yeah. And again, he stresses that, you know, the majority of the people believe the bunk out there. So do you find yourself under personal attack? You mean like I am just experiencing, even though that you've got a nice, mellow voice and you don't seem to be too aggressive? You mean like you're being right now?
Well, again, that is the point. We say Zionism, that they vilify, they ridicule. Other people, they call anti-Semitic, us, they call self-hating Jews and so forth. They ridicule us as being just some a nominal number. But we invite anybody to come and study for themselves the makeup of Jewish communities worldwide, and they will find that the Jewish communities that are practicing the religion properly around the world, without an exception, from Australia, which is Melbourne, the most, to Argentina, and I was in all these communities, thank God. No, I wasn't in Australia, I'm sorry, in Argentina. We just share this same view.
You clearly are very passionate about your beliefs, but you are also clearly fighting some fairly formidable forces in terms of the Zionist movement itself, the State of Israel, international Western opinion at all. Do you have much faith that your voice will be heard?
The great leader, Chief Rabbi of Palestine, Rabbi Teitelbaum, of blessed memory, he passed away some 30 years ago. People asked him, it's daunting, how do you stand against Zionism? So he said, I'm not in the minority, I'm with God. There's a God who rules the world, who's the most powerful, and therefore we stand strong. And anyway, at the end of the day, God will accomplish. God will do, and we believe we pray it will end. The state will end because it's a rebellion against God. We just pray it should happen speedily and peacefully. Don't be labeled anti-Semitic. If you stand up and urge the world that they should stand up for the people who are suffering in Palestine, in Gaza, and don't be intimidated, but clearly distinguish. Don't call it the Jewish state, and we could go on and live and serve God together in peace.
Rabbi, thank you for talking to Al Jazeera.
Thank you.
Well. In the span of 20 minutes, he pretty much encapsulated what NKUSA, and I would urge you, don't be afraid. Your computer won't blow up. The Willy Wet team won't show up at your front door. But go to nkusa.org and read what these people are doing. And it's not I don't want to say it's becoming the majority, but it's by far not a fractional minority. They're simply returning to the true roots of Judaism and the true teachings. And I find it rather fascinating. We never seem to learn the lessons of the naysayers or the oppressors. I don't care. Give it a name. Give it an adjective. Whatever you want to call it. When you stand against it, look what is thrown at you for an utterance, for a phrase, for even publicly speaking. Look what happens. Oh, you're just absolute, you're smashed. Rather than taking the opportunity, oh, well, there's doubters out there. Rather than going into detail and opening up public discussion and really vetting this thing out, no. Open up your mouth. Oh, you're an anti-Semite. And if a Jew opens up his mouth, oh, you're a self-hating Jew. No, these people are not self-hating. I know Rabbi Weiss. He doesn't hate himself. He really does not hate himself. He's a human being on this planet, like we all are, seeking the truth and seeking to expose it to educate other people. But that big hammer, to that big hammer, everything is a nail and everything must be nailed shut. Well, he asked the question, the interviewer asked the question, are people hearing your message? They do on this network. The reason is because it's the God's honest truth, okay? And I'm not going to shy away from this. And it's kind of funny because I don't have groups coming after me and calling me anti-Semitic. It's the oddest thing I've ever witnessed in my life. I've done extensive readings on the issue of Judaism and Zionism. If you have not heard, and I would suggest that you do this, what am I hearing? Thank you. Well, that was loud. I thought it was coming from outside. At any rate, sorry about that, folks. You have earplugs? If it's got an eighth-inch jack, and the headsets in here have got eighth-inch jacks. At any rate. I mean, folks, this is what it is. And this is what I was talking about, pushback. Do you think the rabbi here is pushing back? Well, you're doggone right he is. He's been doing it for a number of years. And many tens of thousands of Torah-believing conservative Jews that don't want to take over the shop, so to speak. They don't want to control. They're very happy living in the respective countries, being able to worship the way they want to. They cause no trouble. We're not talking about liberal politicos here that are out there spreading the message of dissent or hatred. Their message is love, but understanding. That's the key. And the Zionists and what they control out there, this is what they are afraid of. Hence the labeling. Hence the cacophony of being nailed to the barnyard wall when you dare broach the subject of Zionism. That's taboo. No. Anything else can go. We won't be as hard on you on that issue. But you start talking about Judaism versus Zionism, and we're going to nail your coffin shut. That should be very telling. Because you know who really hates the truth? Liars always do. And they seek to suppress and destroy that truth. Well, we're going to stand tall. I'll stand with the rabbi. I have in the past, and I will in the future. As long as he doesn't change his message, the guy has my support. And then, as I suggested, educate yourself a little bit. You know, and one of these days, you know, when you hear this claptrap, you can smile. You'll find yourself smiling to yourself because you recognize somebody's diatribe, this bellicose stuff that you hear spewed all the time. It's only going to take a couple of sentences, and you're going to know exactly where this is coming from and why. You know, I've said this many times. You know, we want our listeners to be able to turn down the volume on the TV set. Just watch the pictures. And you'll be able to discern what's going on without hearing any of the weapons of mass distraction. And by the way, wasn't that a weapon of mass distraction? Just as the political environment in this country is right now, I dare say, tune into any news program on any network, doesn't matter. Eating up time with politics and their people's opinion on politicians and statements and on it goes. But it's all centering around the left-right paradigm, which is getting even deeper and broader in its split. You know, if this is what has to happen, that's fine. We recognize who these people are. We recognize their penchant for violence. They can't stand people standing together, peacefully assembling. They just can't stand it. They're in there to cause trouble, fights, maybe killing somebody, to bring attention and look at these people. And the medias will side with the people. Oh, well, see, these are anti-Semitic people, or these are white supremacists, or they're this, or they're that. We want to change that, folks. We want to change it. Speaking of the fake news, the disgruntled massacre of the guy in the VA shooting, this happened last week, 12 people, 9 of whom that were white. Well, what they didn't tell you in the reports, now they did say we're only going to mention this guy's name once and we're not going to refer to his name again because you don't what? Who are you protecting? Well, it turns out this guy's name was Dwayne Craddock, and Dwayne was black. He was an engineer employed by the city of Virginia Beach. He shot 16 people in a local government building, killing 12, and as I said, 9 of whom were white. He had reportedly earlier submitted his resignation. This is, you know, yet another example of the phenomenon that VDare.com calls disgruntled minority massacre. It's not caused by racism, but by anti-racism, so to speak, with more than a little help from the complicit mainstream media, by the way, which probably explains its increasingly frenzied drive to suppress facts like Craddock's race. City officials are claiming they didn't fire Craddock. They have no idea why he did this. A New York Times report says different. That he had started acting violent and was on the verge of losing his job. And this is what This is what the New York Times wrote. It says it remains to be seen what the suspect was after. City officials declined to discuss a possible motive for the attack, but they did say there was no immediate indication that the gunman had targeted anyone. The police chief, James A. Severa, quelled rumors on Saturday that the suspect had recently been fired and declined to say whether there had been friction between him and other employees. But a person close to Virginia Beach city government, who wasn't authorized to speak publicly, I think just because you work for the government, that doesn't preclude you as an individual from speaking, but this is a person who was not authorized to speak publicly, said that the suspect had no history of behavioral problems until recently, when he'd begun acting strangely and getting into physical scuffles with other city workers. The person said that the tensions had escalated in the past week, adding that the man had gotten into a violent altercation on city grounds and was told that disciplinary action would be taken. The suspect in the Virginia shooting was a longtime city employee, and that was written by Serge F. Kowalski, and that was a couple of days ago in the New York Times. A little bit more on this and other subject matter, and we'll take your calls as well. 800-313-9443. We'll be back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When it gets cold outside and you got nobody to love, you'll understand what I mean when I say there's no way we're gonna give up. Like a little girl cries in the face of a monster.
We are back. Not quite finished with the story, but let me squeeze this call in first here before top of the hour break. Larry in Texas. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, John. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, just something I've heard. I was able to listen a little bit today, which I don't often get to view, but there are just different folks covering Russia and how much better it is over there and all that. Let me tell you something right now. They're cracking down in the same way that they are here. Except that people go to jail over there. So I just heard that yesterday, and that's coming from someone inside.
Well, and I know people that have Russian wives and friends that they're in contact with back home, so to speak. It's not as widespread as I think people might think. You know, what did Vladimir Putin do? He opened up the churches. Here in this country, they hate Christianity. He's over there opening the churches. So there's a yin and a yang about this whole thing. I have not personally lived in Russia, neither of you, but from all accounts, talking with people that are current, let's say, with the situation in Russia, it's still better over there than it is here. So.
The standard of living, I will tell you, I've been there, and the standard of living is about like living in Mexico. So you have outside of the major, and pretty much Moscow and a couple of other large cities outside of that, the roads, the standard of living, it's pretty comparable to Mexico. I would say it's more like a third world country.
Well, there was a lot of damage done to Russia through communism for how many years?
Oh, there was. Yes, they have been put on, and in a lot of ways, I mean, there are a lot more freedoms, and in a lot of ways, they are raised the same way that we are when they're children. And inside the home, you know, I made the comment when I was over there, I made the comment to somebody that what we ought to do is we ought to take all the leaders that want to fight these wars, and we ought to put them into a stadium. And we can sell tickets, put it on, broadcast it everywhere, and they can pick their swords or guns, however they want to fight it out. But make the leaders do the fighting.
Do you
and
know,
then we can celebrate together in the end who won.
Do you know the Roman Colosseum still stands, right? It just needs a little a little fascia uplift and put a floor in the thing because there's no floor anymore. But
I think that everyday man wants the same thing in every country. Everyone wants the same thing. They want to raise their kids in peace.
Yep.
And they want their kids to have it just a little bit better than they did.
I could not disagree with that at all, and you're absolutely right. You know, it's an age-old thing. Well, the politicians start the wars. Well, let them square off with each other, and winner takes all.
Thank you, John.
Okay, thanks, Larry. I appreciate your call. And that's essentially correct. There are people that are cashing in on the chaos and the hate. All you have to do is take a look at what their motivating factors are, and you can pretty much expect a certain outcome. All right, top of the hour break here. I want to finish off this piece on this, well, this VA shooting, because there was a lot left out.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.